Welcome back to Car Party, episode 64. Kyle, give me your best radio voice. I feel like you got a good one.
Yeah, welcome back to Car Party. This is episode 64. You're slipping it up and slapping it down with the Car Party boys here on HGTV.
HGTV W103CO5. The groove. Last we left you, I'm also full disclaimer here. I bought this fancy new thing. So Kyle basically has to do absolutely nothing now. Like, we used to record, we do all this stuff.
Because as long as I don't have to worry about tech or anything relating to making sure this podcast works, I come with the heat.
And it's great. So that I did this thing where I bought this thing that I have to do literally fucking everything. So I'm trying to produce this podcast while also being in it. It's kind of difficult. So like, if my levels sound
weird, I made hats.
I'm working through it. Kyle made hats. Kyle's ready to be a financial, like the CEO of this company once I start making some money.
CFO.
But I just spend it, bro. I'm just spending money so that other artists can profit off me. I'm like the opposite of a record label. I spend my own money. Yeah. I don't ask for anything in return. Maybe some clicks. All for the game. Last we left you, listeners, dear listeners, the party people, I had just bought tickets to see Kanye Vulture's listening event. I was immediately regretting my purchase the moment I did. We talked about it on the last podcast. Pretty good podcast. Go check it out.
I'm not going to say I was
worried.
So now
I've obviously been. We'll talk about that a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I was very worried. I will say, I was like, Kyle, over under, like when will Kanye like speak into a mic? Like I can't believe we didn't think this through. But you said like a while, I don't know, an hour, 30 minutes, a long time. He never did. Like it was just a listening party. I didn't think about that. Like,
but
of
when
course
was
he's not
when did he first? When did you first see appeared? That he was there?
I think it was like it kind of worked well. Like it started with the DJ that was just playing College Dropout because Kanye like told
Kanye
the DJ
yelled
to.
At him
to literally,
only
and the DJ was like, out. "Yeah." Kanye texted me and he's like, "Only say College Dropout because it was like the whatever-th anniversary." So the vibes were sick. Like Kanye fans are cool. The guy is still questionable, but like we were having a great time just in the United Center chilling. So the DJ stopped.
The guy has
so
always
hazy,
been questionable.
Bro. Yeah.
Always.
It's getting progressively worse every moment. Like every year he gets older, he gets more and more like. Oh my!
No, it wasn't like. But here's my thing. It wasn't a Tory Lanez moment where we were like all in, everybody was on the bandwagon and then woof, off a cliff.
Yeah.
Like we saw this coming. The writing's been on the wall.
Correct. You're very correct in that. That if your expectation of Kanye was any different, then like, I don't know. But yeah, it was a fun listening experience, honestly. It was on a Thursday. Other than the fact that I just simply paid too much money for an album I listened to a day later. Like, it was really, really fun, and I enjoyed it. But it was so hazy in there. You could barely see anything. The hallways were, like, hazy as shit because he's just
gases. Were they just, like, pumping, smoking?
Yeah, to the point where, like, on the door, it was just, like, beware. Like, if you have any illnesses. Like, there is so much fucking fog in here. It's borderline dangerous. But, yeah, it was really fun. So, we'll talk about that album a little bit today. There's also, like, in a first time in a long time. So, we're back on our horse. We're doing monthly podcasts. Which is good. I feel like it's a good frequency.
It's starting to feel real again.
Yeah, if you're here with us from the dark ages of 2020, July of 2020, we used to do these fucking weekly because we were so bored. And like we would just text each other like nonstop and like good fucking content about albums we're listening to. And I'm pretty sure you're the only reason we have a podcast because I talked about it, but you were like, are we doing this or not? Are you going to keep fucking talking about this? And I was like, okay, don't yell at me. Mike is going to be at your house tomorrow and we'll fucking see how this goes. But we were doing them weekly.
And then proceeded to, from COVID. There, have not help at all.
Yeah. But weekly over COVID was wild. I feel like the monthly now feels like what the weekly over COVID felt like, you know? Because two days in COVID
it's a more
real.
I mean, I go into the office 5 days a week.
Yeah, you're a busy guy.
At that time, I didn't leave my home.
And then last year, I just gave you like a leap year. I was like, when someone gets like married, you can't be like, hey, bro, we need to buy.
Yeah, come on, lock it in, dude.
Yeah, so we're back here monthly. But I think all that to say, this is one of our better like playlists of music that's just come out in the past month. It's a lot of big names. We got Beyonce, SZA, Schoolboy Q, Miley Cyrus had a new song, 21 Pilots, Casey Musgraves, Fred Again. Like, it's a good list. So I think we've got some good conversation other than Kanye. Last to say, if totally understand if you're like, I don't want to fucking listen to people talk about Kanye because I don't like Kanye. Great. We have chapters in our Spotify podcast. You can just like skip to the next chapter. So go ahead and skip any topic you don't like or listen all along if you're just cool as shit. Kyle, I'd like you to put on your sales voice and pitch our website. What's our website, Kyle?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Our website for the people keeping track at home. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's it's carpartypod.com. That's carpartypod.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to go on there, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're presented with some questions. I know what you're thinking. I don't want to answer questions, Kyle. But here's the thing. Realistically, you're starting with, are we vibing? Are we chilling? What are mm-hmm. What are we doing? What's the situation here? And you know what I think, Ryan?
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time that we as a society don't slow down enough and really think about, introspectively, am I chilling or am I vibing right now? So I think what everybody should do is you should head over to carpartypod.com, take the survey, figure out the results of what you're currently doing, what kind of mood you're in, take stock in your mental health, figure out who you are right now. And I'll tell you what, when you realize who you are, Car Party is going to be right there with you with a playlist to make sure that you feel the most at home in the new discovery of whether or not you're chilling or you're vibing.
It's got like a National Geographic watching like a horse in the wild. Wow, that was intense. You don't quit your day job because that is your day job. But very interesting enough, people are chilling because I got the website stats. People are chilling way more than vibing these days. So it makes sense. It's chilling
season. It's a chill ass time right now.
It's chilling season, baby. But yeah, thanks for that beautiful rendition. I mean, you don't do much around here anymore. You know, I took basically your number one responsibility away from you by like hitting play and then sending me that file. Now I do it all. So the least you could do is sell our website. You do a great job.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you. Also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Car Party Pod. All right. Where do you want to start? You want to start writing to Kanye? What are you feeling?
Yeah, let's
How
just
was
do
your
it.
Drive I, home? I think did we, you listen we, to nothing again?
I did. Yeah, it's nice. my new thing.
I think you told me. You didn't tell the listeners. So
I don't think I told. Yeah, I didn't tell all seven of you. Now 50, when I head home strong. And I know that we're going to be listening or recording a podcast, I don't listen to any music. I don't listen to any podcasts. I don't listen to the radio. I sit in silence for my 35-minute drive home.
35.
Just to get the juices flowing.
35 minutes?
35 minutes.
Holy shit. I'm just I thought it was way
alone
shorter
with
than
my
that.
Thoughts, That's baby. Intense. Just alone with my thoughts.
That's really intense.
So I get here and I just spill it all on a mic for you.
Damn. I didn't know it was 35 minutes. That's way more impressive. Yeah. That's wow.
Thanks.
You really do a lot for this podcast.
It's actually been kind of nice. I've started to really get introspective on my drives home and like reflect on my days.
Nice.
And it's nice once a month. So
yeah. I'm like manic. I need to I go on walks. When I go on walks with Cuddy, do not listen to music. I was like, I'm going to enjoy the earth and walk around and look at people and like hear some things that aren't just fucking music or phone calls.
Yeah,
because I'm working.
I will say pretty much that it is weirder. I will say this too, when it's, 35 minutes of silence, you're like, merge, just merge.
Nowhere, you just yell merge.
There's nothing to cut it. Nothing to cut me yelling at the drivers around me.
That's so funny.
And I realize that I get pretty loud when I'm upset with drivers.
Yeah, because usually you're listening to like screaming loud hip hop. Merge, motherfucker.
Nobody knows.
And then the song is like, pew, 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 wow. It goes perfectly with your road rage. Let's get right into this Kanye album. I feel like I like when you start these discussions because you usually have, you are the clear-minded, like I have somewhere I'm going. I am not. So go ahead, take it away.
I think I'm going to start by painting the picture of what this album was for me.
Mm-hmm.
As a Kanye skepticist at this point in my life, as one can only be, I was cautiously optimistic about this just based on the fact that I have always thought highly of Ty Dolla $ign and I felt like he would be able to cut the crazy a little bit. And so that was like my first initial impression. So when this album came out, I was actually in Arizona with a bunch of friends. Friday was too crazy. Didn't really get as much of it. Or no, I'm sorry. Thursday was kind of crazy. Didn't get a ton of. No, I listened to it for Saturday morning the first time. I had to wait that long.
Yeah. You FaceTimed me when I was at HomeGoods. FaceTime. You looked so vibey. You had like a glass. What were you drinking? It was the sun in your
freshly,
eyes.
Let me tell you the exact cool situation. Shit, so I'm staying at a house in Arizona. I wake up a little bit earlier than everybody to make sure that I was like, you know what? I need to have this hour or whatever it is
Kanye time
to, set aside, put on my good headphones, chill outside, listen to the album. Now, in this Arizona backyard, there are fresh lemon trees.
Oh, my God.
Literally.
It's
so
incredible.
What do I do, Ryan? What do I do? I pick some damn lemons, fresh squeeze my own lemonade.
Oh my God.
And sit outside in the 65 degree weather in Arizona, listening to the Kanye album, just vibing by myself.
So it has an unfair head start, is what I'm hearing.
It does. That's incredible. It's hard to not like an album in that moment.
Yeah.
And so I remember I finished the album, right? I FaceTime you at one point. I don't remember exactly what I said. What was the FaceTime from your perspective?
It was so funny. Just such a funny situation. I literally wrote down that we should talk about this because I'm in line at Home Goods. I've got like some frames, I'm trying to like, you know, get my things for my gallery wall to Saturday. Sure. I have my coffee. Sure. Like I'm having the most basic, like suburban, but I live in Chicago Saturday. And I just get this FaceTime from this like bald man behind with a lemon tree in the background. And he's just like, it was about Do It. And he was just like, he got fucking Nipsey and YG on a song. I was like, I knew you'd like this one, Kyle. I knew you'd like it. We were just openly, like loudly on FaceTime in a Home Goods, like having a podcast. Like just like talking about the album. I was like, all right, maybe we should hang up. I am next in line. But man, that was
like old little white ladies buying small birds, like little itty bitty wooden birds.
The album cover is just a full ass.
So, all right. So I finished the album, right? And I enjoyed myself. Obviously I walk in by this time, all the gals had woken up. It's Natalie and a bunch of her friends. And they're just like, how was it? And I go, this motherfucker, Kanye West, I swear. He reels us back in.
Yeah.
He just reels us back in.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the best description I have for this album. It's just like, it wasn't a pretty rollout. It's been messy ever since.
It's always messy.
Come down off streaming. It's gone back up. It's been whatever. But like, you can't take that hour away from me.
But so think about, I'm trying to see, and you can scroll back because you commonly like to zone out when I'm talking. So go find what I said like after the listening party to you. I think that's still in your messages somewhere. We don't text that much. But it's just I was immediately like, this is good.
What date was that?
February like 10th. It was a Thursday.
You're making me scroll 15th, back to February 10th.
February 8th. I don't know. You don't have to. But yeah, it's just
I'm doing it.
It's just solid. It's just a good album. I enjoyed it. He's also an independent artist now. So it was the first like number one independent album like this decade, which is kind of interesting. Kanye is an independent artist. Kyle, can you recite the line that he says in "Back to Me"? The phrase that's in that song, "Beautiful big titty butt naked women just don't fall from the sky." You know, like sometimes I can say it, sometimes I can't. It's such a tongue twister.
Beautiful big titty butt naked women don't just fall out the sky.
There it is. Beautiful big titty butt naked women just don't fall out the sky, you know. If you haven't listened to the album, that is one of the most intelligent lines on it. The production of this album is just so good. And then there's some times where Kanye starts babbling.
I'm finally all the way back to what am I looking for?
What was my reaction after the listening party? Because it was like a day, 2 days before it dropped.
All right, Kyle, I don't mean to exaggerate, but everything I've heard is really fucking good.
There you go.
Ricochet shots to Kim. I'm loving what I'm hearing. Ty is a perfect breakup. Every time Kanye goes down a tangent, you get sexy Ty just killing it. and then all caps, breaking news, I heard a Taylor Swift line from Kanye. I couldn't make it out, but I feel like we may have a civil war on our hands.
Yeah, that ended up being nothing. He just kind of said her name. Oh, yeah. I was like, what? What was that? But yeah, it's
in general,
good.
It was very positive.
I think it's pretty good. Let's talk about a little bit of the controversy because it's kind of fun to talk about. So Ozzy Osbourne tweeted, asked permission to sample a section of 1983 live performances of War Pigs, yada, yada, yada. I told him he couldn't use it, and it's on his listening party. Fun fact, Ozzy Osbourne literally dressed up as Kanye for this last Halloween when he literally said, I want no association with this man. I just thought that was funny. But like Kanye is literally...
Wait. So, he dressed up as Kanye West.
Yes, and his wife was like Kanye's new wife. You look it up; it's on like TMZ. And he said, "I want no association with this man." I mean, I understand if you're like, you can't use my song, and Kanye used your song. It's like that's fucked up. Like you should be mad, but like no association. You're literally him for Halloween. Donna Summers also sued Kanye.
Oh my
god,
this is so funny. I'm looking at the Halloween.
Look up Ozzy Osbourne dresses up as Kanye for Halloween if you don't believe me.
That's
absurd. Then Donna Summers, who so good, it's so good, it's so good, it's so good, it's so good. that he had to take off his album because he asked if he could use the Donna Summer sample. They simply said no, as you're allowed to, and he just used it anyway. And they're like, bro, you said, what do you mean? We said no.
You can't
and,
just.
And then he was like, cool. And then he just made an AI like sing the same line, and it's like that's still the same song. So he had to take it off his album. So it's just reckless,
which is a bummer because that honestly was a pretty good song.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But let me frame it this way. The Life of Pablo, the same way. That was back in the year of 2016, Kyle.
Yeah.
We were in the heart of our friendship. I lived in that front room in Boathouse. I lived like so close to you. I could walk out one step out of my bedroom, throw a
baseball into your room.
100%. And I remember we said the same thing about Life of Pablo. We're like, oh, it keeps changing all this stuff. And people now love that album. We thought it was weird. So I think it's kind of, I'm not saying it's that good. I'm very confident that it's the best Cudi album since Kids See Ghosts. Kyle, do you think it's better than Kids See Ghosts?
You know, this is interesting because somebody actually, I don't remember if it was you or if, I think maybe Zach Williams asked me that same question. I think if you are talking about blatantly ranking which one is better, Kids See Ghosts is a better album.
Yeah, it's very short.
Yeah, it's very short, very well put together. But like, I probably had more fun listening to this album than I did have listening to Kids See Ghosts. To be honest,
this album I can just keep listening to and like I laugh multiple times. Some songs are a little abrasive and I don't love, but like let's talk about Carnival. Carnival is one of Kanye's like biggest streaming songs ever. It was his biggest week for a song ever with 33 million streams in a week. The vocals, one, it samples Mo Bamba, which I feel like is what everyone is liking about it. Sorry, I had a lot of tacos, so I'm trying not to burp into the mic here because I'm a respectful podcast host. And the vocals of the song, it sounds like a scary mob, which is honestly, it sounds kind of concerning, are just Inter Milan fans because he recorded the album in Italy. So it's literally just soccer fans yelling and it sounds like soccer fans. So if you're wondering why, he literally just recorded Inter Milan fans. So that song, honestly, I didn't like it the first listen. It didn't catch my attention. The one that I really caught my attention, which is on the playlist, is Burn. Burn
hits like an old Kanye song.
If it wasn't so topical, because he clearly the words are talking about like very recent things. Like this couldn't be an old verse type situation. If he wasn't talking about things that have happened in the past year or two, I would have thought it was a demo from College Dropout. Like it was the first time I heard Kanye rap and I was like, holy shit, he can still do this. Like he is just putting out beats recently that are good and he's just sloppily going over them. This one, it's like calculated and so fucking good and like cold-blooded. It's like, holy shit, this is a good verse from Kanye West.
Yeah.
The soul beats.
I also feel like it's the only song that if Ty Dolla $ign hadn't been on it, wouldn't have mattered.
Right. Yeah. The first song, the only song Kanye carried.
Correct. I do want to give Ty Dolla $ign his flowers because I genuinely think This is truly a Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign album.
100%.
Like we're saying Kanye, right? He is Kanye West. So by design, he's going to get most of the clout with this. Ty Dolla $ign did his thing on this.
That's
like,
true. Yeah.
In general, a big part of why this album is as good as it is because of Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah. And I think it's the perfect match because if you just kind of like, Ty Dolla $ign hasn't been putting his name on his own music for a while. He's just in the background of everything, like every Kanye album. Featuring all the time with Cudi and everybody. He's everywhere. This is the first time it's like, damn. Like, he is front and center and making this good.
And yes.
You're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought that up. Because it is like, it's like a Her Loss situation. This is Drake, 21 Savage. This is literally Ty Dolla $ign and Kanye. Ty Dolla $ign is singing all the time.
The percentages are different, though. Like, we got to...
I mean that Vultures is like 50-50, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And correct. It should be treated as so.
Yes.
And like Kanye has help on production, but most of the production is basically his thing. It's not like Ty is like producing shit, but Ty's hooks is exactly what you need when Kanye gets a little weird and he's like whoop-de-de scoop-de pooping. And you're like, what is this guy doing? You just get silky Ty Dolla $ign. That's like, fuck yeah. I had an interesting
thought brought to me by Zach Williams. How many of these Ty Dolla $ign hooks do you think were written with Cudi in mind?
I don't know. It's a good point.
I hadn't thought about that either, but go back through and listen with that concept in your head. And
I think
maybe.
I don't I think like those are such different voices. Ty Dolla $ign.
They
Kanye.
Are.
Those don't go in the same places.
But there's a couple. There's a couple songs where you're like, oh, this may have been a this may have been thought up for a Cuddy.
So yeah, overall, I don't know if there's any other things to touch on. We talked about the controversies.
No, I think that's
we,
good.
I think we really much like it. I think it's like a 7 or an 8 out of 10 ish range, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around there. It's a good album. It's a good album. And I enjoyed it. And Kanye is apparently releasing another one very soon. So this will be This will be a good. I would expect the next one is not as good because we like this one, but who knows? Who knows? I've got a fun one for you. Do you remember this homework question I gave you of ranking the best Car Party albums since we've started the podcast in July of 2020?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay.
You want to do that next episode?
Yeah, maybe we should come prepared.
Or I can give some. Yeah, let's do that next episode because I want to think about it.
I'll tease that. I've been listening to SOS by SZA a little more.
Slaps.
It's fucking insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, slaps.
It's in the top 5 Car Party albums of since.
I think that's probably fair. Car Party era.
Yeah,
albums.
Car Party era album. Correct. We get to write an album hopefully one day. I don't know. What you want to talk about next? Let's talk about Beyonce next. Beyonce is releasing Act 2, a country album. The Renaissance, I'm not sure we knew when we heard she's doing a house music kind of dance album called The Renaissance, and she kind of hinted at Act 1 that an Act 2 was coming of a completely different genre. I did not really think that. I think some people had those rumors and stuff, but like, holy shit, are we in for a ride? She's doing a full country album. She released Texas Hold'em. That song is everywhere. It's really fucking good. And this is kick-ass. Country is black music, in case you did not know. Country came from in the 17th. Its origins of country music can be traced to the 17th century, where European and African immigrants brought it to North America. So, like, we're taking back our music, Kyle. I'm very excited about
spoiler alert, man. Black people pretty much pioneered every music.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Let's keep it a buck.
So this is kick-ass.
She also released 16 Carriages. Did you listen to that?
Mm-hmm. I like it's good. Texas Hold'em is just so good. 16 Carriages, a little more of like a ballad. This whole album is just going to be fantastic. I think we're in for a very tasty year. We've got a lot of like reputable artists dropping music. I'm excited about.
I just think it's cool to see her continue to expand her genres, right? Because it's something that people talk about a lot, and then as soon as an artist does it, a lot of times they'll give them shit for it. Like, MGK.
Right.
What was the first thing everybody did when he went punk?
Right.
They said, "Oh, Eminem killed your career. You had to go punk." It's like, nah, he just wanted to try something different.
Right.
And I'm not saying MGK is on Beyonce's level.
Kid Cudi. People jumped down his back when Wizard wasn't perfect. The man just like learned guitar recently.
Speeding Bullet to Heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
good point.
Not as I would consider Speeding Bullet to Heaven to be an alternative album as opposed to a hip hop album. So
correct.
I hate that. Like, everybody bitches about like, oh, we want to hear somebody push the sound, and then people push the sound and they're like, this is weird, I don't like it. It's like, okay, well then make up your mind. So I say if you don't love Beyonce at her country, don't love Beyonce at her single ladies. I don't know.
Correct. Exactly.
Sure. All right, cool.
So I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be kick-ass. Also, have you heard Saturn by SZA? I don't know what this is. Mm-hmm. She has a spell on me. I just started listening to SZA like, oh, I'll throw this on. Ever since, I can't listen to anything else. I can't. Like, if you start listening to SOS by SZA and you just shuffle it like once a day, you'll be addicted. It's like crack cocaine. It's so fucking good. So her new song, Saturn.
Did we even talk about Control back in the day, or did I just like drop it into a playlist and we kept it moving? Her 2022 album.
That's way longer. It was way longer than that. It was before Car Party. Yeah.
Was it?
Check. She. I think that's part of the reason why this is so good. She's been writing it for so long, because when she released it, she basically said, I no longer relate to this album. It was a purge of feelings.
Control came out in 2017, but a deluxe came out in 2022. So that's why we didn't talk about it.
I gotcha.
In my mind, I was like, I've been listening to SZA for a while.
Yeah, it was. It's 2017. The deluxe was just like a try to get more stream situation. But like, yeah,
gotcha.
5 years. Took her 5 years. Guess what? When people wait 5 years to write a fucking album, it sounds like took 5 years to make. Like, it sounds so good. But yeah, this new song, Saturn, is just awesome. So go listen to that on the playlist. What do we got going on? Miley Cyrus and Pharrell did a song It's actually from the Bangers era of Miley, and they were working on it back then and just kind of dug it up and re-released it. Miley Cyrus is somehow hitting her stride and continuing to climb as a pop just titan. Music videos kick ass. Her Grammy performance was unbelievable. She's just awesome. She's just like so incredibly in love with herself that it makes you like, I have to follow this woman to the depths of the earth. Like, she's just so confident and cool. Love Miley Cyrus. We got that on there. Let's go to, you've got a lot to talk about with Schoolboy Q. You want to get into that now?
I hot take think it's the best hip hop album of the year so far.
I don't agree with that.
Not that hot of a take.
I just,
like, what would you put above it?
I would put Benny and Vultures above it, I think.
Nah, it's better than Vultures.
It's not the parts I like.
Benny is close. Benny is probably my number two.
The parts I like about this Schoolboy Q album called Blue Lips. One thing, the song on the playlist, I will not knock it. I don't dislike the album. I just disagree with the statement. I'm glad you made that statement because I wanted to like compare all four of them. The song on the playlist, Thank God For Me, is by a mile the best song on the album. If you don't like this song, don't listen to this album. Is that fair? It's the best song
probably,
by a mile.
Yeah, probably, because like a lot of the themes, Ohio's on there, Yearn 101 is crazy, Blue Yearn Slides is crazy.
Blue Slides is good. The things I really liked on this album, like during Blue Slides, like we were listening to it while cooking, it just made us want to listen to J. Cole. It's like, damn, this is like almost sounds like a J. Cole song that just sounds better. Then there's like a lot of the production elements just feel like the Tyler, the Creator kind of creepy, crawly chords and like the kind of organy sound. I was like, oh, he's kind of doing the Tyler, the Creator thing. Cool. It's just like as the album progressed, that was just, I like it. It's good music. It sounds good. If someone loves it, I totally understand why. I just don't get like the identity of Schoolboy Q. Like, who is he? I heard a lot of like just what other people sound like or him doing other people. It's kind of my take. I think it's pretty good.
He's very OG. Like, I think what people don't realize is like Schoolboy Q was putting on Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Kendrick Lamar fire him? I saw that as a, what do you know anything about
Schoolboy
that?
Q. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's some top dog bullshit, but
yeah, I didn't know if like how they work together and stuff.
No, but like Schoolboy Q has been around longer than some of these rappers that you probably think that are influencing him.
Yeah. I just wasn't very inspired by it and it got kind of slow at the end. Honestly, I liked all of his things. Some of the features kind of lost me. Not Freddie Gibbs, of course. I like Freddie Gibbs. Some of the features towards the end just kind of lost me. But yeah, I think the thing that I'm struggling with the Kanye album is it's just so unique to hear Kanye West just create something. You're like, what the fuck was that? I think it's like the shock value I enjoy with albums. I like want to hear something like very different. And it just kind of sounded like a good Schoolboy Q album. And I don't know. It didn't like surprise me in any way. But I think it's good. Maybe it'll grow. Maybe I'll change. It'll grow in me.
I'll tell you why it's my favorite album of the year.
Yeah.
It is the first album that I have listened to that has had a point from the beginning to the end. Like it legitimately had a purpose. It had extremely good lyrically, which is kind of what Schoolboy Q is known for. It had like an insane amount of beat switches. Like, I don't even know.
The beat switch in Thank God For Me is sick. It's a good sounding album for sure.
Actually, I just, hold on. I'm trying to find a video. There was 11 beat switches.
Wow.
Throughout the course of 18 songs.
That is something I noticed, for better or for worse. It's jagged. It's very like unpredictable, which
it's just because an album
is difficult to listen to doesn't mean it's a bad album. And it's like there's parts of it that are like, you know, jagged and rough.
Can you go and listen to any Kendrick Lamar album other than Good Kid, Mad City from start to finish without being like, woo, there are moments.
Right. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. So like I think
if you're comparing a Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign album to a Schoolboy Q album, you're missing the point. Like that's not the point. Mm-hmm. These are not for the same things.
Right.
It's probably easier to compare it to Benny the Butcher's album because Benny the Butcher is also talking about some of these types of themes, but Benny the Butcher is also trying to make it mainstream. Schoolboy Q has been around for 15 years.
Yeah.
20 years.
So I actually, I went, I went Schoolboy Q when I first texted you this morning. I was like, I got to listen to this because you like it, and I want to at least learn more about it. Then I think I went directly into, I either went Insano after, I think I did Insano after, and then Benny after that. I liked Benny the best.
Benny is so clean with his delivery. When I compared crisp, Benny,
and maybe like
to.
You're the more intelligent, the more researched hip hop god. So like, what about, why when I listened to Schoolboy Q and Benny the Butcher's album back to back, did I like Benny the Butcher's more? Like,
because it's more palatable. It's like you, like there's,
like what are the differences?
Same concepts. It's the like, same concepts.
I was able to listen
with less slang, less references, less
yeah,
like
less cryptic.
Schoolboy Q
less
is a hip hop. Yeah, less cryptic. It's yeah. Schoolboy Q's album is a hip hop lover's album.
Hmm. Okay,
Benny
I
the
think
Butcher
I like
was a like yeah. Benny the Butcher's album was a like a spitting ass mm-hmm. street artist who realized he had a platform via, what was it, Def Jam? Is that who signed him?
Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah,
now.
Def Jam.
I was listening to this Schoolboy Q record like he's a rapper. Like just like bar, like really, you know, in the
yeah,
way
like,
that Benny
the Benny
in the way
the
Benny
bars.
The Butcher is a rapper. And like the way I like Pusha T, the way I like Benny the Butcher. So I like J. Cole. I like that kind of side. And Kendrick yeah. almost has the two sides to him. He's got that.
For sure. He can do
just, he can just be a feature and have bars, but he also can get lost.
Well, didn't Schoolboy say
motif.
Something like that? Like he said, fuck all that. I'm making an album strictly for the art, not for the sake of anything other than what is going to make the most sense for me.
I believe it.
He said something
like
that.
He did say that it was the favorite of his albums. That's what also perked my like curiosity is like, if someone is saying that this album is their favorite of their albums, I'm going to listen yeah. to that album very closely and judge you on it.
I think,
but I think I might be just missing the whole thing because I'm listening to it like he's a rapper.
Listen to this album in 6 months and be like, oh,
because when I listened to Benny the Butcher, I was like, I would rather if I had to be in, let's say, the car with you on the way home from work instead of thinking about life, had to choose one of these albums, I'm choosing the Benny the Butcher album. And maybe it's because it's easier to listen to, and I just want to hear bars about dealing drugs in Buffalo because it's just really entertaining to me, and I love the beats, and he just floats on them. But, yeah, I get it. I get it. It's like kind of more, this is the Kendrick album, the story, the like, let's go down. It's a movie. The Schoolboy Q album is supposed to be a movie.
Yeah. And that's
you don't
always
want to watch a movie
Schoolboy
twice.
Schoolboy Q's MO.
Cool.
So
that makes more sense. Thanks, Rap God. That's why we keep you around.
Anytime. But yeah, I would say if you're pressing me to stack what I think the best hip hop albums of the year are right now,
mm-hmm. that's what I wanted.
Blue Lips is my favorite.
Okay,
I would say it's hard for me to not put Benny the Butcher at 2 because I think it's an extremely good album. The truth of the matter is, I probably will listen to Vultures more.
Right,
like Vultures by end of year, Vultures may leapfrog just because it's going to be the one in rotation the most. I honestly think Insano, the first one, not the Nitro Mega, is probably my 4. And like, to be real, 21 Savage's album is significantly better than I thought it would be.
So it's 5?
Probably.
Yeah. I like that. I think I'm just, Vultures is very confusing because like I listen to it and I'm like, this is good, but like it's infectious. I can't stop listening to it from front to back. I just like listening to it. When I know when it rolls into the next song, I want to listen to that next song. It's one of those albums I just want to keep listening to. But I also totally understand and like know for a fact that it's like some of Kanye's like worst bars. And some of the songs
that's
so
why
unfinished.
It's hard for me to
bad,
put it at 2 or 1.
But it's so much fun. I love listening to it. It's really fun. Yeah. And like at the same time, there's like the weird like, can I trust this guy? Like when I listen to a Kid Cudi album, like talk about an artist that has my whole heart and trust. Like I don't name my dog after an artist if I think that artist is going to fuck up or do it. It's like, I remember I called Kyle before we got Cudi because
you're
we kind of
like,
got
crazy?
A dog basically 3 months earlier than we thought we would. So I was like, oh fuck, I got to decide. I call Kyle. It's like, hey, I'm getting a dog. I think I'm going to name it Cudi. Is that a good name for a dog? Like I'm thinking about this too much. He's like, yeah, dude, that's dope. I was like, fuck yeah, I got your blessing. Like, because the first pet I had, Nori, I also did the same thing. Me and Corbett joked about getting a cat, and I just picked one up off the side of the road from
literally
Craigslist or something because like she, it was like lost or whatever, and the dog that she owned was going to eat it. So I was like, I'll take it. Like, I'm just rescuing this kitty randomly. And she gave me like all this bed and shit. And I was like, fuck, I have this cat that I just got without telling the person I live with. And, but he said he wanted a cat. So I assume he's going to want it. Call Kyle. I'm like, Kyle, I just got a cat. What should I name it? And I don't know if you just came up with Nori right away. Cause it was one only one by Kanye.
I think I did. It felt like it
tell
was a
Nori
very
about me. And yeah. Then that was just
I think it was
head.
A very just like, I probably had literally been listening to that song and was just like, Nori.
Perfect name for a cat, Kyle. So, yeah, when I have a child, I mean, hey, Kyle, big news, just had a kid. Quick, what are you going to name it? What are you going to name it? Go, quick, go. I got to sign the documents.
Making me put on the birth certificate.
I don't know, man. You got a gift.
Thanks.
21 Pilots. God, I love 21 Pilots.
I have not gotten around to this song yet. I need to listen to it.
It has a beat switch in it, Kyle. It literally has an alternative rock beat switch. It's fucking sick.
I love a beat switch. I love a beat switch.
Just two of them. It's Josh and it's Tyler. Tyler's like the mastermind. So 21 Pilots has this extremely long lore that connects all of their albums that only the real deep fans were starting to put together. Who is Blurry Face? What is Trench? Who is Nico in the Niners? All these things, these Easter eggs he lays out. A week ago, this is all unspoken lore. He's just never addressed it. He just kind of writes stories that kind of float along. A week ago, he released a 4.5-minute TikTok that you have to watch sideways that just tells you every bit of lore of 21 Pilots, connects all the albums, gives you all the stories, this and that. And he's like, we're finishing the story with this album, drops this song, and the album is supposed to like put a big bow on this whole like story he created. It was so well done. And I'm so excited. I think this album's going to be incredible. It sounds like it's going to be Trench vibes. Trench is arguably their best album. I'm very excited. I love 21 Pilots. I followed them since 2012.
Did you
I
watch the whole video?
Fest, all the way to seeing them in the United Center. The whole 4.5 video?
Yeah.
Minute? Of course.
Oh, 4.5?
4.5 minutes.
So I'm simultaneously listening to 21 Pilots.
You probably said
21 Pilots, and I thought you said 21-minute video.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, it was a 4.5-minute like something. Sideways TikTok that explained it all. And oh, my God, it blew my mind. It's just a very cool story. I'm very excited for what's coming. Man, it's good stuff.
I like 21 Pilots. I miss that shirt that I had with their logo on it.
Where do you miss it? What'd you do with it?
I got too large.
I actually got too large for 21 Pilots merch too. I literally have like a small, like a size small sweatshirt. It is so cool. And the sleeves are like a cool color and it's just sick. I got it in Louisville when I saw John Bellion open up for 21 Pilots in Louisville.
That's dope.
And it's just, it doesn't even fit my arm. It doesn't even fit my arm anymore.
Jealous of?
What?
The Quinn 92 merch that you got.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
When we saw him at like a little dingy-ass bar too. On the south side of Indy.
We paid literally $10 for a ticket to go see Quinn 92 fucking in Indianapolis. It was $10.
And I was very, my now wife at that time, very freshly dating.
Yeah, very freshly.
And I,
first time I met her,
It was going to be, it was the first time you met her. It was going to be me, her, you, and your now
Blaney.
Wife. But it was supposed to be your now wife, and then she couldn't come. So one of our other dumb buddies that I love to death joined. So it was just three dumb-dums front row at a Quinn 92 concert, and my wife, my now wife. So clearly she knew what she was in for.
That is so funny. That's like when I introduced Cass to my high school friends. I literally brought her to Medieval Times. We were like, we're a ridiculous group of people.
What a choice.
And she needs to meet us immediately just as who we are, fully immersed in what this is. So we literally were supposed to pregame all together, but a snowstorm kept us from pregaming. So we went to Medieval Times sober while our friends were all like blacked out. And my God, was it weirdly the greatest way to introduce a girlfriend to all your friends.
She's
again,
like, can
my
you
now
accept
wife.
This? If you can't, it's going to be tough.
So welcome to Car Party Pod. If you're really wondering, hey, how do I introduce my girlfriend to my close friends, come to us, bring them to a $10 Quinn 92 concert.
We both got married, so something worked.
That was like a 40-person venue. Like that was, we've been doing this for longer than we've been doing this. You know what I mean? Like we go to the right shows at the right times. Then I'm just taking my now wife to Medieval Times. Both incredible. We're both married. Yeah. If you'd like to get married, ask us some questions. How about that?
Listen to the pod, subscribe.
Yeah. We also have an email. I don't know. people can send us emails. We'll read them.
We do. I added it to your TikTok and then you removed it because you're a hater.
Yeah, it didn't look cute enough. It has to be like a button or else like TikTok is fast, Kyle. If you can't click it, no one's going to like copy and paste it.
Well, if
I did add it to our website.
Because
if you go to our website, carpartypod.com and scroll to the bottom, you can email us at carpartypod@gmail.com. And there, literally you can send us any email and I'll just read it because
I was told on good authority by somebody who does this shit for a living that the easiest way for us to potentially monetize this someday, which is not even really the goal unless you guys want it to be, that you got to have our email out there. So
yeah,
tell them our email, Ryan.
You're right. I don't know. I think if people are looking to take
tell them our email, Ryan. Carpartypod@gmail.com.
Yeah, I did. You missed it. Carpartypod@gmail.com. Yeah, so everything is just carpartypod, which is nice. Carpartypod@gmail.com.
That's pretty easy.
Carpartypod.com. If you scroll to the very bottom, you can even hit the little cute. I added a mailbox, Kyle. You can hit the little mail and it'll send us email. Now you get to go through our spam. That's your new job. I got to give you new jobs. No, you don't have jobs.
I can do that.
I don't know what else we got on here.
I should probably respond to business inquiries if we're being honest.
I don't think anyone's inquiring yet. But we're
I'm saying in the grand scheme of this,
whenever this becomes a thing,
whatever we are,
you're going to get way more of a job.
I think I'm probably the guy for that.
I'm the content and you're like the business and there's no business. So you're just, you're out of a job.
I'm just along
right
for the ride at this point.
But my goal as content is to one day make a business. Right now, we're just two dudes that like to call each other on Zoom. And, you know, some people
that's
listen.
True.
Talked about Beyonce. We talked about Kanye. I have a song on here called Mwaki by Zurb. It's kick-ass. It's a really good song.
Zurb.
And this is actually kind of cool. Guy in the DMs was like, the vocals are in a Kenyan language called Kikuyu. I think I said that right. And he's like, as a proud Kenyan and Kikuyu, like this, seeing the song get buzz and recognition is amazing because like this is like just a very unique language of Kenyan. It's a kick-ass song. It's a good EDM song with some Kenyan vocals. Go check that out. Did you know that Lil Yachty and James Blake are apparently making an album?
I heard some murmurs. I'm intrigued. I could get behind it.
Yeah, Fred again and Lil Yachty made a song on the playlist. I don't know if you listen to that, Kyle. It's good. It's good. It's really good. It's just Lil Yachty likes trying crazy shit. Makes psychedelic rock albums. He's, you know, doing the walk in Poland. He likes trying stuff. It's sick. Billie Eilish's album is mastered. I'm very excited for new Billie. How do you feel about Billie Eilish, Kyle? Do you like Billie Eilish? I feel like if you don't, you're in the wrong because she's very good.
No, I do. I find her to be an interesting listen usually. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really make her way into playlists for me very frequently, but I find her to be important to music right now. She's
pushing
genres forward.
I think the way you feel about Billie Eilish is the way I feel about Schoolboy Q. I'm just listen to Billie Eilish all the time. It's like my foundation. I listen to that kind of music all the time. Like you just listen to music like Schoolboy Q all the time. It's just
literally,
it's riveting.
Yeah, literally. I would say like if you were to pull percentages on what I'm listening to, Schoolboy Q adjacent is in the 70s.
Yeah. What's Schoolboy Q adjacent? Like if you give me two artists that are like Schoolboy Q. Because maybe I'm just completely
like
misinterpreting
similar stuff
you're listening to. What else are you listening to these days, Kyle?
Well, here, I'll pull it up. I'll show you. I'll tell you. I mean, I listen to, like, to be honest, I listen to a lot of Future. But
okay,
so like Starlito, I would consider Starlito to be in the same category as Schoolboy Q. Like he does the same type of shit that that Benny the Butcher does, but it's in a grimier, grittier story or telling way.
Nice. So this is a good segue actually. So I'm on, you know, my album journey of trying to rank every album like of every year. It just organizes like, oh, I want to listen to music. I guess I'll listen to music from 2015 is the year I'm working on now, which is DS2 by Future. Can you give me like an introduction to this album? Why it should be included on my list? Is it like an elite album? Is it a 10 out of 10? Is it a 9 out of 10? Like, give me your pitch. Because I've listened to it once or twice, but like I'm not super familiar. I have it like towards the end of my list at the moment, but it's on there. What is it?
Here's how I would... do you know what DS stands for?
No.
DS2? Dirty Sprite is what it stands for. Mm. So like Future has kind of made a name for himself in terms of like street storytelling is kind of how I would put it. And like the whole concept behind Future, in my opinion, is because it's twofold. Number one, dudes in Atlanta who are living the same life that Future is living enjoy listening to it because it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Simultaneously, people who grew up in nice neighborhoods in the suburbs like listening to it because it's nice to listen to.
Right. It just sounds
right. Dope. So it bridges a gap. Like, I've always viewed Future in that way.
Mm,
do yeah. I think Future is like the best rapper in the history of the world? No. But do I think he has a pocket somewhere in everybody's discography?
True.
Absolutely. And so DS2 for me was kind of the album that started spurring that.
Hmm.
It was kind of like this permission, more or less, for like, hey, you don't need to live this life. You can just listen to this and try to understand.
Hmm.
Like, that was the first time that I really felt like it was like, a lot of times when it comes to these types of albums, when it's somebody telling you about a street life, about their friends getting killed, about dealing drugs, about whatever it may be, like deep, dark, terrible storytelling. It's a like, you could never relate to this. You could never live this life. You could never do this.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like Future kind of flipped that a little bit in my mind, and it became this like, hey, this is the reality of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I see when I look around. These are the types of things that I did. And it's okay for you to listen to this and try to understand it, mm-hmm. even though it's not your reality. That's a very like highbrow way to describe it, probably.
Yeah, yeah. But I get it.
But that's the way that it felt to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would go to parties with guys, specifically, like, when did DS2 come out?
2015.
Yeah, so, like, middle of college.
Yep.
And they would be, like, corny-ass dudes from Purdue sitting in rooms listening right. to this with me who knew all the same words as me and my buddies, some of my buddies who you have met throughout the years, who, like,
oh, yeah.
weren't really hanging out in the same places that you were growing up or mm-hmm. our other buddies at Purdue were growing up.
Yeah.
So it's like, Brent Odom or Foof or my buddy Raymond or Dez or whoever it may be
mm-hmm.
could listen to that shit with your Glee Club buddies.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm not harshing the mellow of your Glee Club guys.
I'm just saying. I just know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, like that was
it's like you play it at a party and like everybody's happy for different reasons. It's just like,
right.
It's almost like the, in a way, how Drake kind of bridged hip hop and pop, like Future is bridging it in a very different way. Like, it's not pop in any event, but it's just like bridging a group. It's not sectioning off a group of people from listening to his music. It's like, yo, this is just good fucking music, and here's what I'm talking about. And
right. Here
it is. I like that. Other things,
and also too, like the other thing that I really, really enjoyed. Sorry to one last thought, and I'll leave Future to rest. 21 Savage, for example.
That sounds dramatic. We'll leave Future
in this podcast. We'll leave him resting, so he doesn't need to listen to me give my opinions about DS2. 21 Savage said something along the lines of like, you can't tell a lot of people in Atlanta that Drake is bigger than Future. Mm. Like, they don't believe it, because when they're going to clubs, when they're playing it themselves, when they're inside of the houses that they're in, they're not listening to Drake.
Got it. Yeah.
That's how important Future is to the culture.
I love that. You've got some, this is why we started a podcast. This man's brain is like mine, but it's just for rap. Like, you just learn,
I don't know
you
why.
Learn the most interesting things
I'm
from
in
this guy.
So deep.
What's amazing deep. Is it's the one genre I don't want to have to go dumpster diving. I just fucking want the good shit, and I want you to tell me what's good. So that's why this podcast, I sit here and I'm like, Carl, I don't really get this. Why don't I get this? And then you just convince me that I should get it. And I'm like, all right, you say so. I trust your ears. I can listen to anything else. So I can do the pop. I can do the electronic. I can do the country. I can do everything else. I can't fucking do hip hop.
But you like DS2, right? Like, you
yes,
to
I
it,
like
it.
Like, I like it. Yeah. But like, I didn't know if there was something I was missing. Is it like have to be number two or you're going to throw a fit? But like, that's exactly how I feel about it too. It's just nice to listen to. It's just kick ass. Yeah. Like, let's
just
get
a good album.
I just want to get fucked up when I'm listening to it. Like, that's just good music. We also have Rodeo by Travis Scott on this year, Compton by Dr. Dre, and To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar, which is just hands down number one. It is the most recent classic album, is To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar. So I assume out of all those, you like Compton the best. You think Compton should be
Compton
the highest
is
ranked
so
below
good.
To Pimp a
so
Butterfly?
Good.
Is it better than Rodeo? Like, help me with these rankings.
It's better than Rodeo. It's not better than To Pimp a Butterfly.
Right,
but
right,
it's
right.
it's but yeah, it, okay. but it's the second best rap album of that year.
Okay,
period.
So I won't put it over I will put it over Rodeo. I trust you there. But it sounds like everybody who's a Travis Scott fan
like,
loves Rodeo. They're just like
Rodeo's
that
great.
Is incredible.
Yeah.
So
Rodeo's great, but Compton was so out of left field. It was so good from a production standpoint because it was Dr. Dre,
mm-hmm.
and it was so like anyone can go listen to that album if you've ever liked hip hop in your life.
The Anderson .Paak one is good. I don't remember what it is.
He has two or three on there. Okay, yeah. But it was also my introduction to Anderson .Paak, which is cool. Yeah, man, it's just so good. So good. I remember I was sitting in my college house. It was me, my buddy Brayden, my buddy Dez, and my buddy Zach. Same Zach Williams I was referring to earlier. Lots of Zachs. We were all just sitting around a table, smoking hookah, listening to the Compton album. Mm-hmm. It finished. The first time that we listened to it, nobody said a goddamn word. Like, we were just sitting there just like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
And it ends. And we all just like look at each other and we start laughing and we're just like, that was crazy. And they were like, run it back. And we just listened to it again from start to finish. And the second time we were vibing because it was like, okay, the first time it was like, we got to lock in and make sure we know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great story. Good stuff.
It was so cool.
The only time I've done that.
I have that album on vinyl.
Nice. Yeah. One of the most influential albums that first listen of an album. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's the greatest album ever, but like just what I needed in the moment. Man on the Moon 3. It was COVID, the fucking depths of COVID. And like, it's like Kid Cudi is just, it's his last time he's pouring his guts out to his fans. He's like, I can't do this anymore. I'm running out of these emotions and this kills me every time to write an album like this. But like when he's just saying like, it's going to be okay. Like all this stuff, my God, Man on the Moon 3. The second it finished, I was on the couch. It was like 2 a.m. play. I did it again. I was like, I need that again. That was exactly what I wanted. That's awesome.
Do you know what I remember? I remember listening to The Incredible True Story with you.
Oh, did we listen to that for the first time together?
Yeah, we listened to that for the first time together in my big ass basement room in the
Nut. Funny you say that. Same year is that better than Compton? Because we're gonna I have to make that decision.
No, it's not better than Compton. Okay. It's not better than Compton, Rodeo. But it's
no,
it's different. No, probably not.
See,
when you're talking about a list for a year, probably not.
Yeah, like it might not even. A lot of Logic albums don't make my list, but I adore them. Like there's a difference where I can see like this isn't like an overall zoom out top 10, but it's so fucking good. Incredible True Story by Logic is so nerdy and just fucking amazing.
I know. It's so specific.
It's like Rick and it's like an episode of Rick and Morty. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. All right. Good podcast, Kyle. That was just riffing off the dome back in our COVID days. Just, doing the damn thing.
No structure.
No structure. We're just flowing.
No structure is the new structure.
No structure is the new structure. Absolutely. We're just flowing. We're just heebie-jeebing. Because, at the end of the day, this is the only time we talk to each other, every month. So we might as well just,
the only time that we talk to each other like this. I mean, we text damn near daily.
Correct. Out loud, on the phone.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get too comfy, man. Put your leg down. The fuck are you doing?
I'm just really comfortable putting my leg on.
And just showing me his thigh.
Yeah. Hey, baby. Go to our website. If you're ever hey, you play music. Oh my God, what do I play? That's why I invented this. I just want it to be easier to throw in good music very fast. Carpartypod.com, chilling or vibing. If you're sitting on the couch and you're low key, you're chilling. If you're vibing, you're vibing. You just know what vibing is. And then from there, it'll take you down.
You'll
a nice
know
path.
When you're vibing.
I do have a clean playlist on there. It's called Car Party FM Radio. So if you're playing music at work or you have some a barber shop or something, you got to play clean music. I got that for you. And it's just radio hits. But it's got a bunch of stuff. It's got the pregame. It's got the big red button. It's got some rap. But other than that, that's all we got for you today. Thanks for listening. And Kyle.
Whoa!